your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting live from Studio B. Studio B. Information is on the website. There's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free, and if you need to revisit something that you heard or share what you've heard with friends and family, just click on USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Frank Underhill's with us. Survival Economics today. Welcome, Frank Underhill. Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here.
You know, I said to it's always good to hear your voice, Frank.
Thank you.
I said to Alex, our producer, a couple minutes before the broadcast. It's always great to chat with him for a couple minutes before we go on the air. And we're about 1 minute to start time, and I said, Alex, you want to start now, or you want to wait for the normal start time? And he said, why don't we just wait a minute? So, and actually, we can't start early. We just can't because the clock is kind of fixed. But Frank Underhill, Survival Economics. I'll tell you what. I drove, I'm on the road right now, and Mrs. Fennelli and I drove, we're in the truck, and we drove to the East Coast. And I was looking at the scenery as we were driving along, and I noticed things that I haven't seen before in the United States in my lifetime. What I'm talking about is, have you seen the images of America or the Earth After Man? I'm not sure what that series was called, or Life After Man. What would happen if man disappeared, and you see, you know, buildings falling down and roofs collapsing and mold and mildew and moss and vines taking over? Have you seen anything like that, those images? Well, I can tell you this. That is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that right here in America. And as I drove through West Virginia, and I drove through Indiana, Illinois, the medians between the road highways are not being mowed like they used to be mowed. I'm talking about weeds 3 feet tall, 4 feet tall, all around. I'm talking about buildings that need to be painted. Buildings that now look like they're whitewashed because the paint has washed off them after years of neglect. I'm seeing cars and trucks on front lawns of properties for sale. I'm not talking about nice vehicles. I'm talking about old jalopies, things that hardly anybody would want. That's what I'm seeing. Frank, are you seeing any signs of like that? Now, you live in the desert, so it'd be a little different. You don't have the humidity to destroy the buildings, the woodside buildings and the roofs. But are you seeing any signs similar to that?
Actually, I almost. You see, people, if they're selling something new, they're unloading toys like jet skis, mm-hmm. power boats, older RV units, stuff like that. And I'm sure as you go further out into other areas, you'll see people basically selling, cars, on blocks, basically, with a lot of exterior features missing. And this is what I think is what is a precursor of to what's to come. Everybody has already sold their jewels. Like you have, countries selling their gold. They sell their silver. The vaults are empty. And what they have to do is just to sell paper with nominal interest-bearing component to it. And in the home, you're seeing people liquidate things they don't use. And if they don't use it, one would ask us, well, what the heck would I use it for? Now, first of all, I don't believe in any of these gimmicks and toys because they require maintenance, they require storage, they require insurance, they require fuel, and, you know, I'd just rather spend the money elsewhere. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and don't forget the batteries. I mean, a lot of these adult toys like jet skis and boats and four-wheelers, almost all of them have 12-volt batteries, and they only last a couple years in those kind of toys anyway. So I'll tell you, batteries can drive you crazy, absolutely crazy. It's keeping them charged, keeping them from freezing in the winter, because if you don't charge them, if you don't charge a car battery and keep it up to full charge in the winter where we are, where it gets freezing cold, the batteries will freeze and they'll be destroyed by the cold. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
But this is where I think, Vincent, where things should be. People shouldn't be having these kind of toys and gimmicks. You know, heaven forbid, there's people losing their home, and yet if you flip open the garage door, it's packed like a storage facility.
Right.
That's where your money is.
Well, that's what we're seeing. That is
now, if they would have taken whatever they would have bought on loading a garage up with junk, imagine if they just would have taken that same amount of money and just bought some silver coins or some gold or junk silver, anything. They would have a lot more of the potability and not a lot of the junk. And if they want to sell, they can go into a coin dealer and sell it and get, you know, a transaction done in half an hour, an hour.
Or just in minutes, absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you, Frank. So I'm seeing the junk be unloaded. I'm also seeing another sign that I don't understand. People have mailboxes. And my mailbox, you know, when I set up our mailbox at the road, I set it up with a level, and it's plumb. It's vertical. It doesn't lean in any direction. The mailbox itself is level. The post is plumb. It's right. It looks like it should. And what I see traveling along the countryside is mailboxes leaning every direction. They're not plumb. Very, very few. I would say if 10% of them look like they're properly installed here where I am in the East Coast, that would be a lot. What I'm seeing is they're leaning left, right, north, south, east, west, and they're in disrepair. They're not painted. They are moldy. They've got moss, you know, and weeds all around them. And it's not just the mailboxes, Frank. It's other items like signage, the posts for the streets, the street signs. They're leaning every direction. It looks like nothing was installed by a professional, or nothing was installed by anyone who even cares that it's plumb and level and properly done. That's what I'm seeing more and more and more of, all over the. All during this trip, this 1,100-mile trip that I made over the weekend.
So, it's an odyssey. You go from Missouri to where you are, and at least you get to see it and the world through a windshield.
But it's a sign of decay, and I don't like it. I keep hearing, Frank, over and over, and I know you do too. The economy is getting better. We're growing, but at a slower rate than we expected. We're not growing at all, except negatively. We are going down. I'm seeing people not mowing their lawns. I see, literally, Frank, weeds on the side of the road that used to be mowed are not being mowed. They're 4 feet tall. And while I'm seeing that, I'm seeing the dumbest thing I've ever seen, which is they're putting these highway dividers, these rope, these braided steel rope aircraft type wire ropes to divide the northbound from southbound lanes of a highway, or east and west. And they're low. They're maybe, I don't know, 3 feet tall at the absolute most, probably 2.5 feet tall. And they prevents the highway department from mowing the grass. So they can't mow around them, so it's another obstacle. And you can't see a lot of them because they're buried in the weeds. We really look like worse than a third world country. And the parking lots. Have you noticed? Well, you don't have a lot of moisture there, but here we have cracks in the parking lot. And when it rains, grass seems to grow in these cracks. And when you see grass growing up in the parking lots of businesses, that's a sure indication that there's not much traffic going through there, you know, to keep the grass down. We're seeing that. What I'm saying is signs everywhere of decay of our country, decay in business. I'm not seeing any signs of improvement except in the price of some real estate.
And it's select real estate at that too, Vincent. It's not all across the country. Here it went up simply because it just couldn't go any lower. You know, it was just like get it off the books, not even analyzing what kind of property they have here. Everything was just fire sale, quick liquidation. And of course, when you have a rapid liquidation, then of course you have prices move up 10, 15, 20% off the bottom, you know, very quickly like we're seeing now. But it's going forward is what the picture is going to look like. And I urge any of your listeners to just pick up a MACD chart and see what the trends are. And for people who don't follow MACD, it's a moving average convergence divergence trend. And when people, look at it, they will see for themselves what these prices are heading. I follow gold right now, and right now with gold had a low of 1182, it's trading up here at 1230. Again, it had a sharp move primarily off the bottom of the off the bottom, and you know you're looking at a stabilization here. You're looking at silver trying to get its head above $20 an ounce, and you're looking at other metals like platinum, palladium as well too. Now, I'm not saying we're out of the woods yet, but people can look at what the MACD is doing, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the break.
Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, will you tell us a little bit more about the moving average convergence divergence chart? We come back. Give us a little training on how that works. Frank Underhill, he's the CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com. He and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with us, and we're talking about financial charts. Frank, you mentioned the MACD chart. Can you share with us what that is and a little bit more about how that works so we can use that on our own? And then we'll talk about how to get it.
Well, it's the moving average convergence divergence, and they take data like prices and historical data, and they keep track of it over a period of time. And then through that information, you know, when you look at what a trend line is, and you're basically looking at what the trend of the line is. What you're looking for basically are crossovers from the MACD on the trend. And, you know, if the trend, you know, moves, you know, the trend line, you know, moves above what the prices are, you know, obviously that shows a sign of a breakout. But I think people who follow, like, I don't use it as a be all, because of course markets change day to day. But over a long term, and you look at a picture, it actually provides a pretty good snapshot of what gold's doing. And right now, I think we said on the last couple of broadcasts, the last month and a bit, how, you know, the dollar seems to be cresting here, and gold is recovering, although not as quick as other investors, you know, would like it to. But nonetheless, it shows there is a recovery. And the important thing to note is that gold price is not broken down through the trend line, so it's holding in a stabilizing pattern here. And if you look at the U.S. dollar per se, if you look at the index, the U.S. dollar index is, you know, below 82 right now, which is a very good sign for gold and for oil. But, of course, I think if the U.S. dollar index goes below 80, I think there's only probably going to be better times to come for energy and precious metals.
Frank, I'm looking at the gold price at the moment. As you said, it's 1330. And, you know, we're thinking it was going down, and it did help hold, and it is turning around. And, you know, they always say that just before the collapse, the precious metal prices will fall. Just before the collapse, it always happens. So I think those who follow us and those who pay attention feel really comfortable, even though the numbers on the Internet say that gold and silver are down. It's still tough to get them at those numbers. And I don't know anybody who really wants to release their purchases of precious metals for Federal Reserve notes. I don't know anybody who wants to do that. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. People are still buying them. They're still buying them. So is that what you're seeing?
Well, obviously you see it because there are buyers in them. And, you know, some of these stocks have just taken moved up, significantly off their new lows, year lows. In the case of some other miners, they're cheaper now than when they first started out. And I think you're going to start to see, a lot of the low-hanging fruit is gone. You're going to see a lot of gold, more expensive to get to, of course, because it's further underground, and it takes, a bit more concentrated effort to extract the metal. And also, too, if you look at oil, here we're looking at it over $104 a barrel today. And again, is it because lack of oil? No, it's all numbers. It's because, again, the dollar is showing weakness. And, of course, I don't know where your neck of the woods are, but here, oil, gas is like $3.60 a gallon now. I think when I started talking about it, it was $3.30, $3.35, $3.50. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to $3.60 a gallon now over a short period of time.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it is in Missouri, too. In Virginia, where I am right this moment, it's about $3.40 a gallon. But Virginia has always had lower gas prices than many states. So I think it's coming right back up. But I have seen it as high as 360 right here in Virginia. I'm watching a silver dollar right now on eBay. It's a Morgan 1921. It's got 3 minutes, 3 seconds left. It's at $27.12 right now. $27.12 for a silver dollar. About 3/4 of an ounce of silver. Nothing special about the silver dollar. And at the same time, the price of silver is $19.89. So, roughly, 50% premium. That's high. So people just are not willing to let their silver, physical silver, and physical gold go at spot prices. Frank Underhill and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill's with us. We're talking about physical metals. Frank, I just saw that one particular auction that I was looking at during the broadcast. It was a 1921, nothing special, Morgan silver dollar, nothing special, just okay condition, and a VF condition, and $27.12 plus $1.99 shipping. So roughly $29, a little over $29 for a silver dollar. But what I'm seeing is silver dollar prices are about $30, a little over $30, $30.03. I see one at $29.69. It hasn't ended yet. But you can buy them from in bulk at $30.03. So what I'm saying is The physical price of silver at $19.89 right now is not what you can buy silver dollars for. You can't buy them at that price. Not without buying them from someone who has no idea what they're worth. But if the person has an idea of what they're worth, they're going to be about $30. So that's the point. The point is the numbers that you see on the internet are absolutely incorrect. Incorrect. So, Frank, during this visit, I want to share this with you. During this visit, I met some very wonderful people and that have no survival plan whatsoever. These are suburbanites, people who live in developments, and they have not implemented a food storage plan or a water storage plan. And this was the first time when they met me, this was the first time that they heard that maybe they should consider storing food and storing water should the power grid go down. So I spent last night with a family and a mother, father, and daughter all living, the mother and father living in one location and their daughter living in another location. And daughter's about 30 years old, and we're talking about food storage. So this is something that we take for granted. I happen to be in an area in Virginia right now where the stores are open 24 hours a day, probably kind of like where you live, Frank. And there's no sense of urgency that, you know, you need to get it because the stores may not be open. Is that what you see where you are, that there's not much of a sense of urgency because Las Vegas is open 24 hours a day?
That's pretty well lit. You don't see it really a sense of urgency here because for that reason. And, you know, to a degree, that's part of the reason why I reside here in this state, because you go to Southern California, it's all hustle and bustle. You go to New York, it's hustle and bustle. You go to Florida, it's hustle and bustle. Texas even is hustle and bustle. Phoenix, yeah, and you know, we have enough on our plate, and I think that if we can sort of remove, like where you live in the Ozarks, so you live there, so you're out of the hustle and bustle, and you can focus your attentions to more meaningful purposes, and I think that's correct. Yes.
Well, where we live in the Ozarks, we're on our own. You know, if our well pump fails, we don't have water, and it's our problem. It's, you know, we can certainly call the well guy and say, hey, listen, you know, we turn the faucet on and not much is happening. You know, he might say, well, you know, do you have power to it? You know, make sure the circuit breaker is not tripped. You know, try another faucet. You know, probably tell us to try all the normal common things. But the bottom line is, if we call somebody and it's an independent contractor, which it would be, if he decided he didn't feel like coming over to help us, we're out of luck. So, Frank, we take care of everything that we can on our own, including servicing automatic transmissions, four-wheel drive gear cases, of course, putting our vehicles up on the lift. We have, you know, I don't know many houses that have one of these, but you know, if you want to teach your children auto mechanics, and if you know about auto mechanics, and you have about 12-foot clearance in your garage, and you've got a real thick concrete pad, you can put an automotive lift in your garage, and that's what we have, right in the house, in the garage that's attached to our house. We have a rotary lift, like if you went to the Chinese factory outlet and had your oil changed. We've got one of those ready to go at all times. And believe it or not, Frank, there's almost always a vehicle in that bay being serviced. I mean, it's not like we used it once, you know, in 7 or 8 years. We use it all the time. So that's, you know, that would be a worthy investment for someone, about $3,000 for ours. And we installed it ourselves. It took about 2 days to do it. It's supposed to take an hour, but not for me. We installed it, and it works great. So that's another thing that I'm seeing, Frank, and we're talking about survival economics here. What I'm seeing is there are a lot of people who are not handy. They do not fix things themselves. So if the faucet has a problem, they'll call a plumber. If the air conditioning system has a problem, they'll call the plumber. They'll have someone change their furnace filters. We're not like that. And what I'm saying is, class, I suggest that you consider learning about how to do everything for yourself, because there may come a time when you won't be able to call someone. And as we go further down this road, fewer and fewer of us know how to do things that we need to know how to do. Seriously. Some of us don't even paint. We don't even paint our own kitchens and walls, and we don't caulk our own windows anymore because we don't know how to do it. Frank, your thoughts?
Well, this is part of the decline of the Roman Empire. When people forgot how to hunt, people forgot how to provide for their needs, where they relied on other people doing work, servants, slaves, and so forth. And again, was another race to the bottom. And that's obviously what you're discussing, is because people are very complacent, having somebody else do it. And somebody will do it, but at a price. So, and then that person will eventually want to not do it anymore. It's like trying to get a landscaper to stick with you or a pool cleaner to stick with you. You always got to keep finding somebody else to do it for you.
Yeah, because those who used to do it don't want to do it anymore. And I'm seeing more and more of us, Frank, who are in the service industry. And when we're in the service industry, we don't get out and we don't do things. And there's stresses of being in the service industry because we're dealing with people. And people are, well, let me share this with you. I stopped at a Pilot truck stop. It's a brand of fuel, Pilot, P-I-L-O-T. And I stopped at the fuel station, and I said to the gal behind the desk, "Are people becoming more grumpy over the last couple of years?" And she looked at me and she said, "Yeah, they really are. People are really, really grumpy." And I said, "Why do you think that is?" And she says, "Well, it's probably the economy. People have shorter tempers, shorter fuses. They're more apt to become angry." And she's seeing it, and she related that to me. And I'm a perfect stranger to her. And I asked a truck driver who I met if he's seeing the same thing. And he's saying, absolutely. So people are being more rude. They are cutting each other off, you know, more road rage, if you will, than ever before. And those are all signs of an economy in decline. Those are not signs of a flourishing economy. So are you seeing that where you are in Las Vegas, Frank?
I see it every day, actually, Vincent, what you're talking about. I see it everywhere I go, whether I'm filling up gas or whether I'm going to do my exercises. People just seem to have that sign on their forehead that says, "Back off." And, you know, I think road rage, what is probably an everyday occurrence here now. But, you know, again, a lot of people are really upset or disillusioned with what's going on in the country. Like, you know, even where you are, you know, the leader of that state, you know, he was held to a high standard, and now he's accepted everything from cash to Rolex watches. And, you know, the system is corruptible, and obviously it can be bought to the highest bidder. But these highest bidders are not necessarily the largest vote population. And this is what we're seeing here is a corruption, just again like in the final throes of Rome. Graft, corruption, looting, stealing, and in the end it just fell to imminent collapse, just like when you saw in the Russian collapse with the Tsar, farmers starving on their farms. The catastrophic losses of World War I, you know, basically put the Tsar out of business. And it's a matter of time. And if you don't remember the past, of course, you're condemned to repeat it. And that's what we're seeing here, again, a race to the bottom.
Our son was pulling a trailer with a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel truck that we have. And he was checking the trailer. So he pulled off to the side of the road, out of the way, you know, clear. And a guy drives by and gives him the finger. I can't believe it. I mean, what the heck is going on where all you're doing is checking your, you know, your equipment, and then somebody gives you the finger? These are just more and more signs of collapse. On the way to Virginia, I was driving and I saw on Interstate 64, I saw the blue and red lights of a patrol car flying in the opposite direction. I mean, literally flying, probably 100 miles an hour. And I turned to Mrs. Finelli and I said, "Did you see that? There he goes. He's probably late to help someone change their flat tire. It's a good sign." Obviously, obviously that's not the case. Obviously, this police person is not speeding to help someone change his or her tire. And as a matter of fact, I saw someone with his hood up. It looked like he was frustrated, and there were no police cars in sight to help that man, you know. So I think the days of helping each other are gone. They're gone. I wish they weren't. So if you have a chance, the opportunity to help someone, please do. Please do. Let's restore America to its greatness. We can do it together. Frank Underhill's with us. He's the CEO of Underhill Securities. UnderhillSecurities.com. He and I will be back in just a couple seconds.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping through the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we got a meetup tonight. It's a meetup tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30, Ziggy's in Springfield. And we're going to teach you how to reload your rifle, your pistol, and your shotgun cartridges. So that's tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's. We're going to show a video on how it's done, and we are going to have some samples to show you of what the cartridge cases look like, what the actual projectiles look like. We're going to talk about primers. We're going to talk about different kinds of powder. We're going to talk about the do's and the don'ts and the safety involved that you must adhere to when you are reloading. No distractions. You know, it's not something that you do watching television. You don't do that. 100% of your attention must be focused on the reloading process. So we're going to teach you about the technology. We're going to talk about the cost. We're going to talk about the savings. And I think it's going to be a great class. That's tonight at 5:30. And also, we will have some more of those LED strips that you ordered and to convert your house to 12-volt LED lighting. And pretty soon I'll put them up on the website. So if you're interested in doing what we've done with our prototyping of LED lighting, where you can have a strip of 16 feet of LED lights running at about a little over 2 watts, we're going to teach you how to do that. So I'm retrofitting our farmhouse with 12-volt LED lighting. So I'll take some pictures and show you when I've got something that actually makes sense to show you. Frank Underhill's with us. And Frank, we're talking about survival economics. We're talking about the price of gasoline going up. And I think we should probably talk about, why don't we start this hour? Let's talk about the price of gasoline. Or let's talk about, you know, OPEC, what's going on? We've got record production, but gas prices are going up. What's going on?
Yeah, that's a phenomenon, but unfortunately, Vincent, it's not new. When you have the dollar drifting, money also flows into the energy sector, i.e. they buy commodities. So you're seeing this move in crude move up simply because of the dollar diminishing in value a bit here. But also you're seeing record production, and the mixed signal is they say China is slowing. Europe is a basket case. No growth out of South America. The United States is, and yet obviously this oil is being sold somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is taking it. And apparently this OPEC, and you know, and it's a word I try to avoid a lot, but you know, you come back to it, it's a manipulation. And production, currency fluctuations all play a part in the manipulation of crude, of course, and you're seeing that here right now. So I think basically, and of course, when oil went up this high, about, you know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, it went up to $150 a barrel. When oil sold down, you know, early in the middle of last year, down to like $75 a barrel or whatever in the low to mid 70s, you still saw gas over $3 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And here you're seeing oil move up over $30 from that time, and gas has only put on 60 cents basically. But from here on in, the higher oil goes, you'll start to see dimes being slapped onto the price of gasoline, and just not, you know, penny, cent, penny here, penny there increments anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems to me that...
factoring in taxation either. That's another component to gas prices at the pump.
Yeah, and there's some saber rattling about gas prices having, tax prices having gone up on gasoline in a long time, so they need to keep up. It's outrageous the amount of taxes that we're paying. I think if people realize what percentage of their income they are paying in taxes, they'd be outraged. And I believe that our founding fathers said, if we knew, it'd be a revolution by morning. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying that we're not paying attention. We're not paying attention, and we're not stopping these increases in taxes. Frank Underhill's with us. He's going to be joining us for the second hour, as he always does. Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. I'm going to give you his telephone number when we come back on the other side of the break. And I'd like to know about silver still in the doldrums, real estate prices rising, and what's going on with the Chinese. What's going on? And let's talk a little bit about the dollar. Frank Underhill, we'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.